So let's look a little bit further about these three types of reflections: the local to the mobile, the further out, and the ones at the base station. Scattering at the mobile is mainly these local buildings, but the key point about the mobile is very often he's got a lot of motion. The person might be sitting in a car going down the autobahn, or he might be sitting in a high-speed train, and so there's a high Doppler shift associated with the mobile transmissions. So this scattering gives rise to this very high Doppler shift due to the mobile motion. But as I said previously, the delay spread is quite small because the scattering radius is small. The remote scattering from these dominant scatterers causes what we call specular multipath, and it has significant delay and also significant angle spread. And that's what gives rise to this time-varying multipath effect. Scattering closer to the base station is caused by local buildings. It's particularly bad if you're looking down at a low elevation angle, and it can give quite severe angle spread. And it gives, generally speaking, it gives these space-selective fades. In other words, you may have a fade that's particularly bad at a given bearing, and that's due to that's due to the reflecting signals. Generally speaking, this is a time-invariant fading. There's not really any motion between these other scatterers and the base station, so whatever pattern you have, it's a fixed pattern. It's not changing with time. There's a small amount of time-varying multipath here, whereas here there's a very large amount of time variation due to the Doppler spread on the mobile.